Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Today we're going to talk about how you need to be needed in today's world. You need to be needed in today's world. Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show, sharing the show. It's going to be a great show. We have a clip from Adam Carolla and Dave Rubin's conversation. We oftentimes think about our careers, building wealth, building businesses as an offensive tool that is to help fund ministries, to help expand the kingdom of God, proclaiming the lordship of Jesus in every area of life, just like what we do on the Fight, Laugh, Feast Network. Go over to flfnetwork.com, put an HGB in your memo field. You'll get that sweet mug you have in the background. You can have one of those 15 ounces of all by yourself, and you'll be supporting us. And so not just building platforms, building networks like the Fight, Laugh, Feast Network, but also as defense. And Adam and Dave, they talk about this, and it's just fantastic. They talk about it in the concept of the context. Oh my goodness, thank God it's Friday. I can't wait for the weekend to have Sabbath rest, have the Lord's Day. Looking forward to all of those things. But it's important. So they were talking about in the context of conservatism and Hollywood, but this is more true. It's more true in a lot of ways. Excuse me, my volume's a little loud. I'm going to turn down in case I start yelling again. It's more true in Christian circles. So we're going to be talking about that today. If you want to email me, you can email me, Matt, at howtobuildatent.com. Find me on all the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. I appreciate all of you guys reaching out, giving me feedback. Thank you for everyone who supported the show yesterday. We had a great interview with Brian and got a lot of great viewership and listeners on the podcast platforms as well. Thank you for everyone who subscribes on YouTube. That is a big blessing to me. All right, so let's go. Okay, so setting this clip up, they're talking about how easy it is to get canceled in Hollywood and how there are certain people that are so skillful, that bring in so much money because of their talent, that they can say and do anything they want, Christian or non-Christian, conservative or not conservative, and they'll be put up with, they'll be excused from not touting the party line. When a majority of Hollywood is replaceable, a majority of people, and Adam talks about it here, there are mid-level executives that any headhunter can go find and replace. But the people that have mastered their skills, that have become masters of their crafts, and even he says, Adam Carolla, he even says in carpentry, this is true as well. He applies it to the movie industry and then he applies it also to the corporate world. And I agree, which is why I want to share this with you, thinking about it from a defensive perspective. And to give you a little background, Adam Carolla, he started as a construction worker, poor guy in LA, carpentry and things like that. He built his own house, I think. And then he started coming up into K-Rock, which is a local channel in Southern California that was a big rock channel. And then he started doing Loveline, things like that. And he got his start from Jimmy Kimmel. And so he's friends with Jimmy Kimmel and things like that. But he's an atheist guy. He is not so much conservative, but a pragmatic person, a practical, very practical. And he just doesn't take any crap and he doesn't bow down. So let's get into this clip.
Well, as a former carpenter, if you're a good carpenter, you're never out of work. We just need you. That's how it works. I don't want to go back to carpentry, but I base a lot of my stuff on a skill and something tangible. I picked up a guy hitchhiking a million years ago when I was, 25, just driving a truck and working as a carpenter. This guy looked a little down on his luck and thought I'd just give him a ride, And he said he found out I was a carpenter, and then I said, what do you do? And he said, I'm a carpenter. And I said, what do you do? And he's like, I do rough. I do finish. I do drywall. I do foundation. I do concrete finishing. And I said, are you any good? And he said, yeah, I'm great at all of them. And then he said, I've been out of work for 6 months. And I thought, you're no good. You're no good at any of this. No way. When you're good finished carpenter, you're never out of work. Your dance card is full. Your calendar's full. And so what I don't think people understand, and this is kind of interesting, Hollywood is this way and sort of corporate America is this way, which is we like the Duplass brothers, but we don't need the Duplass brothers. Yeah. And we like this mid-level executive guy over here, but we don't need him. We can just get some other mid-level, get call headhunter and get another whatever. And it turns out that a lot of people are kind of living in the middle. And when you're living in the middle, when the difference between you getting the part and that other person getting the part, or you getting your sitcom picked up by Netflix versus not, if it comes down to tenths of a second, then why are you screwing around praising Ben Shapiro? It could be just enough to get you on the wrong side of the paywall.
Yeah. Well, look, that's why, for all the chaos that we live in right now, watching.
And he makes such a great point. And they start talking about Seth Rogen, who is the master behind Family Guy and a number of other things, and then also the creator of South Park from the Comedy Central. And they do not toe the party line. That is for sure. But they're so successful and they make so much money off of those talents that they can't get rid of them. It's not like just some other mid-level show that they can replace with someone else that's going to do equally or better. They would lose significant amounts of money. And that is going to be key for us going forward in the time that we live in with Christianity and the rejection of God and the radical left and how they're trying to take over the corporate world. We see this, and I've talked about it several times the last couple of weeks, with the sports industries, the associations, the NBA, NFL, NHL. And it's true in corporate America as a whole. But if you can master your craft, even as in your own business, then people are going to hire you and not care. But you have to be irreplaceable. And so I want this to be an encouragement as we're thinking through what's next. We're thinking through what's going to happen after the election. We're going to be thinking through of how the intolerance is going to be escalated, how Christians are going to be persecuted, how we are going to have to stand up for our freedom, how are we are not going to have to bow our knees to Baal, how are we going to be able to sustain our families. When we're thinking about all of these different things, we should also be pursuing excellence in our craft, that we need to be needed, where we are so valuable to our customers, either a corporation that hires us as an employee, or as other businesses to our business or to customers, where we can proclaim the gospel of Jesus. We can be faithful. We will not step down. We will not compromise like so many have. We will not just go along to get along, but we will do what our convictions say. We will do what the Bible says. We will do what the Lord has commanded us. We will be faithful, and we will be in such a position where it doesn't matter if people don't like us, that we are so valuable that they will either listen to us or ignore us in a way where we will be able to be sustained, that we will be able to be continued on, and we will be able to go forward and be successful and can then continue to do the offense as well. We need to have a good offense and a defense to this. And being successful in your career, being successful starting businesses, being successful in diversifying allows us to do those things where we are able to defend ourselves, provide for ourselves, to last through the attacks, to hold strong, to rest assured on Christ and confidence that He has given us the abilities, He has given us the skills to be able to sustain and to rebuff or reproof. Reproof, is that the word? Rebuff. I think rebuff is the word I'm looking for. To counter the attacks and to have them scatter away. And then also at the same time, be able to support our churches, our ministries, people in need, people that are looking to start businesses, people that are looking to further the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we do all of those things by needing to be needed. That is to be developing skills at such a high level that we're not like this homeless person that Adam was talking about, or the person that needed a ride. I was assuming he was homeless, a hitchhiker. That he said he was really good, but he wasn't, and he couldn't find work for six months. But the skillful of the skillful, the most skillful people always had a job in that profession of carpentry. Now, I'm not a carpentry person. I don't know that to be a fact, so I'm going to take his word on that. But I know that's true in other areas. Is the more valuable you can be in corporate America, the more skills you have, the more experience you have, the more the greater work ethic that you have, the less you're going to be replaced, the less you're going to be laid off, the less you're going to be fired, the less you're going to be bothered by your stance, the less people are going to be willing to confront you. So pursue that. Pursue excellence in something. Pursue the ability to provide tremendous value to people, where you can be like the Simpsons, where you can be like the South Parks. Maybe not in content, but in irreplaceability, where you just provide so much value. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy reading the word, praying, enjoying the law of God, loving him and keeping his commandments. Enjoy your Sabbath. Enjoy the Lord's day. And we'll talk to you next week. God bless.